Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey Oklahoma, this summer, pledge to stand united behind the grill. Walk with pride, with beef in your shopping carts. Because beef is what's for dinner, and dinner brings us together. After all, we may be a country with countless tastes, but united we steak. Join together at UnitedWeSteak.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
You've just heard a taste of a new national campaign launched by the Beef Checkoff called United We Steak. The campaign will be featured in national advertisements on digital and social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram. The advertisements will also be shared on video platforms including YouTube and Connected TV in an effort to inspire Americans to grill up their favorite beef meal. To learn more, visit UnitedWeSteak.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families.
Well, the cattle futures really had a good day today. We finished higher across the board. The October lives are up at 106.65, up a buck 12. The December's up a buck 50 at 111.40. And February's $1.17 higher at 115.50. And then the feeders were anywhere from about $1.60 or so to $2.15 higher. The September's the front month. I got about 2 weeks left. It was up $1.85 at 141.85. That index, though, is still around 140. But the sell barns have been pretty good, so we expect maybe a little bit of a lift there because the sell barns could lift that index up. The next month out there, October, is at 142.72, up 215. And then the March, April, and May, which is your wheat pasture cattle, March are up $1.70 at 140.40, April up $1.72 at 141.82. This time of year, of course, as they plant wheat, we get into people buying those stalker calves and hedging them against the March, April, and May. So that will pick up here if the board gets any higher. The lean hogs today actually gave some back. We were down hard, down 277 at 63.22. So that was kind of disappointing there for the hogs. But they rallied over 10 cents, so it's still a pretty good rally in the big picture on the lean hog market.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's Pollard Farms' 23rd annual female production sale coming up Saturday, September the 19th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 150 registered Angus lots, about 215 head on offer. For more information, or if you'd like to download the catalog, you can go online to pollardfarms.com. Sale videos are also available on the website, or you can give the ranch a call at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 23rd annual production sale, Saturday, September the 19th in Waucomas.
Well, the grain futures had some action today. The corn was only a half cent higher, put December at 369. The beans were all over $10 at one point, and they're meeting a lot of farmer selling here. The November beans up 2.5 at 998.5. The January is up 3.25 at $10.25. Really just seems like China demand, and they continue to buy our grain almost every day. And so that's been lifting it. If you look at the technical indicators, the technicals are showing that the bean market is overbought. The November beans on that relative strength index are all the way up at about 86%. Anything over 75 is considered overbought. So that's pretty overbought. And so there's some people looking for a little bit of a sell-off, or at least a pullback to retrace some of the rally. And then today here late in the day, we had some news in the cotton. Cotton was up all day. It ended up 184 higher in December at 66.65. It looks like the U.S. is going to block imports of cotton, linen, hair products, among some other things, from one province in China until what they're calling concentration camps stop. I guess there's some pretty bad regions over there, so they're trying to slow that down out of China.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.